The Gemara says in Subas and Dabezum and Aleph. So, Mishnah told us that Basula Nise Siyom Harvi, the Alman of Yom HaChamishi, and the Mishnah explains because Pamayim B'Shabbos, the Bate Din, on Monday and Thursday, if there's a Tainis Basulim, Hayamashkim the Bezdin. The Gemara discusses the Takonas Chazal Shoktu. That's what the Gemara discusses here, the issue of why Dafka the Mishnah insisted on Yom Revi as opposed to Yom Rishon, because Bezdin also sits on Yom Sheni. So the Gemara explains, Shoktu Chachon Ma Takonas Menos Yisrael Sheyitorech Besuda Shosha Yomim. We want there should be Hachona for the Seuda of the Chasana. Echa B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, Ubrevi Konsa. So Dafka on Wednesday, that's when the chasana will take place. And therefore, this has ramifications for a sugya later on in Ksubis, Legabe Mizonos. The Gemara quotes the sugya in Ksubis, where the Gemara says, Higiyaz ma belonisu, oichas mishaloi, oichas betzuma, Higiyaz ma beacha b'shabis, mitoshe leyocha lichnos, because dafka b'yom revi konso, dafka on Wednesday, that's when Chazal made the takona of Shoktu. And there what the Gemara says, Eino malala mezainus. If we're talking about Higiyaz man, Be'echa b'Shabbos, he's not obligated to provide it with mezainus. Now we're interested in the next line. That's what we're going to focus on. Lefikach, Cholahu o shechol sahi o shepir sanida, Eino malala mezainus. The Gemara says, what happens if there's an onus? A situation where he becomes sick, or she becomes sick, chol sahi. And the third situation is a case of perso nida, where she became a nida, but maybe he can't marry her, lichora, and therefore, eino malala mezonos. There's no obligation at that point to give her mezonos. So there's a very famous run, maybe the most famous run at this first davening service. You'll take a look in the run in the back. Oh, yeah, you need a run. I'll read the lashon of the run. It's on Aleph Amud Aleph in the Dapi Arif. Osheper Sonido. Ika di Aleph Mehocha de Chupa Hainu Yichud. Kayadua, there's a well-known machlokes, what exactly the definition of chuppah is. We today try to be makbid on every definition of chuppah. We're really not. The Shah HaMelech has a kuntres called Chuppas Chasanim, where he lays out literally a litany of different definitions of chuppah. The ones that we're makbid on, we stand under the chuppah, under the canopy. That seems to be a universal kind of practice. Ramo actually writes that it should be tachas kippas hashavayim. Even sometimes when they have chasanas that take place in different ulamot that are inside, there's some sort of an aperture or some sort of an opening that they can have in tachas hashavayim. And then there's a second opinion, which is that chuppah refers to yichud. That's a shita sa'ambam, Ashkenazim, a makbid on that. The Rishonim write that meritzin es ha'chosan l'chedra ha'yichud. You're supposed to rush the chosan to the chedra ha'yichud because yichud is the ikar chuppah. That's how the Rama writes in Hilchos Yishus. And there's another opinion. I'm not telling you all the opinions, but there's a third opinion, Badekin. That's quoted by the Dokel Merbaba, by Nadi Behuda, that the Badekin require Edim. And many, many others today are very makbid in having Edim, Dafko, to see the Badekin, that's considered to be the Chuppah. The problem, of course, there is, that's before the Erisin. It's a little bit, shall we say, a bit strange, a bit striking. But the Achronim point out that once the actual Chuppah Nisun takes place, then we assume it works on Afreya. Anyway, they're among the opinions of what Chuppah is. We have many. So the Ran here cites this position. Since the Gemara says here that if Pirsa Nida ain't a malala mezainis, so therefore there are those who derive from here that chuppah hani yichud.
Lefisha person nida below Baal, Asura Lis Yachid. That's the Gemara Ksuba, it's Dabdalid. Rabbi Muniz, am I allowed to? He quotes the Gemara, so I'm just citing the rod, even though you told me we didn't get past that base. So, Pirsa Nida below Baal, Asura Lis Yachid. The Gemara says that there's an Isra of Yichud. Normally, the Alocha of Yichud, even when a woman is a Nida, there's no Isra of Yichud, because Libo Gaspa. Once they live together, then we're not worried that it'll violate the Yisurim of Nida. Mashen Kain, where ain't Libo Gaspa, where they just recently married and she became a Nida. So the Gemara says, Hu Yashen Ben Ha'anoshim, V'Isha Yishena Ben Anoshim. So therefore, the Ran wants to derive from here, he quotes, those who claim that Chupa Hainu Yichud, that's what he writes, and therefore, La Bas Chupahi, here there will be an Issa. Here you will not be allowed to be misyached with this newly wed kala. Umushumachi in amalah mezonos. Because of that, there's no obligation of mezonos. And the Ran goes on to say, v'chazya l'nesuin. Really, clearly we're talking about someone who is roi for nesuin, for marriage. However, according to this opinion, that chuppah is yichud, and there's an isra of yichud, l'fizein machnis hen sakala l'chuppah chetitor. You have to wait till she becomes tahar, and then you can have the concept of chuppah. So from here, he wants to derive that chuppah equals yichud. Ravav balahitor, hosi v'yama shei machnisen aso l'chuppah chichto ksuba shekeidem, l'chein asura l'baylo. This is the shita z'ramam peragir l'chesishos, that a ksuba has to be written, and therefore, you can't be machnis aso l'chuppah till the ksuba is written. And therefore, here you have a situation where, for whatever reason, namely, she's a pirsonida, so the ksuba cannot be written. This clearly is against the Gemara, says the Ran, because the Gemara says later on, Davzayim, Ravami Shor Lemibel B'Tchil B'Shabbos. He said you can have an act of Bia that can take place on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara discusses, the whole issue of a Chabura on Shabbos. Only Rabbanu B'Lohichtu B'Ksuba, the Gemara is Tekashia. But there's no ksuba. So how could you go ahead and have an act of bia on Shabbos? Amalu, it's v'suah mitalpili. That's what Gemara says later on, that a ksuba can be written based not only on karkos, but also on mitalpilin. Goes on to say, u'bevadai b'yom b'vi kinsa, d'lo over atakanta d'rabon. We're talking about someone who follows the takanat chazal of shoktu. Dafka has to be yom b'vi, in order it should be prior to that 3 days of preparation for the suda. I'll show you the concept of ksuba. So the issue of ksuba is not an issue, says the Ran, against the Balaitor. You have Gemaras that indicate clearly that you can go ahead and marry her without a ksuba. The Chayim Bedin, Shalom Matzina Shet Yasur the Yisyachi below ksuba. The time of the Milsa, Mishum the Yisur the Bia below ksuba with Rabbanim Almo. That Yisur at best is an Yisur Rabbanim, that a ksuba has to be written. V'od, Shehi lo tishma lo, Ne Shehi yodashi kalabein of lotzia. That's the whole reason why the ksuba is written. The problem is Smichas Das, next page. Shari Mitzanai Bezin Yeshla. The Amin Paranirish in his Patsa, Hoel Bishusa Nichtovim, Bishum Doruch and the Milsu, Lichtov Kodam Knisa the Chuba, Hilka Havilan Tinsalam the Chuba, and the Yichod came to Lomitsa Beichov Loksuba, showing the Council of the Chuba. So you're allowed to go ahead and marry her. Abu Person Ida, Kevon Shasu, Elis Yachidlo. So this is the first position, which happens to be the Shita Sahambam, that Chuppah equals Yichud. And since Yichud is not possible with a Kala who just recently got married, but she became a Nida, so therefore, says the Ran, that this would be obviously problematic. That since she's not a Bas Chuppah, because there's an Issur of Yichud. Quotes Gemara in Yevamis, came in the Asik the Perkabal, Yevim told Yesh Chuba Lepsulos, we'll get to that momentarily. That's where the Gemara discusses the question of Almodel the Kohen Godel, where there's a lav, and Almodel came married Kohen Godel, Agushma Halusa the Kohen Hedyot. The Chaybe Rosea, Avagat the Lachazi the Olo Via, they were talking about that clearly you're not allowed to live with her, because there's a lav in the Torah. Uli Yichud Hanami Logar Minayim. Abel Chatchila Imachnisa Salachuba Shetitor. So the Ran is simply trying to postulate and present this position that chuppah equals yichud. That's how the Ran begins. The Ran himself is going to be cholik at this in a moment. But this is the shita of the Ran. Then he quotes, so let's just read the second position if you don't mind, and then I'll be glad to entertain what you're going to ask in a moment. The Acher Momrim, the Ram himself is Cholik. He's Cholik on this position of the Rambam, that Chuppah and Yichud are identical, are coterminous. The Chuppah lav hainu Yichud. The Ram says that's incorrect. Chuppah is not Yichud. That's what the Mishnah writes, that the ksuba of a person who's not an almana is a masayim zuz, of an almana, of course, is less, only a mana. Avu bishayid meidin aleh shalom nisto v'lo nivalo, al mechupa lav hain yichod, el mechupa. So what's the definition? Kol shehivia ha-balabais avia, yibes avia lebeso, l'shem nisuin. Mainly, hachnasa or knisa l'rushus. That's considered to be chuppah. The alfinulam idichsiv v'beis isha nadora. The mashra, the kol manchi v'beis isha, harei b'shusa. V'chi teima personi l'lom ein amal l'lom b'zaynes, harei b'yad l'achnisa l'chuppah. But according to this definition, since it's possible to go ahead and have chuppah, namely kenisa l'beiso, so why should you not get mezonos? Hainu tamei shekem shein chuppah zu mesura l'biyah. There's a problem. Because this chuppah, obviously, she's a nida. She can't live with her husband. Lo chivu chacham lekonso, lo fisho nologim, ach shal asos chuppah v'lo yichod, ein anu makpidim hi nida im lav. We're not makpid. We're not noig lasos chuppah v'lo yichod. Umikom kom kashu adoba, shal adkanis chuppah shetitoi, v'chinami mashma, shemen hogum hoi lichto gsu, v'kodik tiso the chuppah, came, as I said, that shalosho ravami have the tzuba gsuva, Kishor the middle of the Kiddush Shabbos. As the Gemara says later on, that the act of beer can take place on Shabbos. The Gemara was only concerned about the issue of Kiddush Shabbos with reference to that matter. So there are two shitas regarding what exactly chuppah that the Ran cites. One shita is that chuppah refers to yichud, and therefore the Ran contends that since yichud is osir, because she's a nida, persanida, and therefore ein malal mizonos. The second shita the Ran quotes says no, that's not what chuppah is, but chuppah is Kenisa l'tobesa. So we're interested in discussing the issue of chuppas nida, which is rare today. It's rare because primarily 99% of women are on some sort of hormonal therapy, pills, whatever it may be. I'm talking about the entire world, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Chassidim, you name it. That's generally what happens. And therefore, generally speaking, the issue is not an issue. It can come up, and we're going to discuss the question now. And the issue really is the following, and it's based on the fact that we have, really, there are two different issues that we have to discuss. One is, nida is a chiyuv kares. That's obviously chamur ma'od, someone who lives with a nida. So just like, ha-mekadesh ha-chesed, Gemara's a machlokes, what's the status of a person who tries to make kedusha with his sister, an incestuous relationship, which is a chiyuv kares? Gemara's a machlokes, what is the status of the money? That is the money matana, or is the money kesek kedushin? There is no kedushin, because you're talking about arayis, and arayis obviously automatically the kedushin is completely negated. Now the question is, what about this situation of a nida, chupas nida? Is nida considered to be arayis? Is it not considered to be arayis? A big machlokes of rishonim. We'll see momentarily. Tonight by the time of the Rambam, other rishonim as well weighing on this issue. But the question is the kedushin tefsin? By arayis, we said the kedushin are not tefsin. There's no kedushin, just like lahavdil. Someone wants to marry a goy. There's no chitin with a goy. A lav in the Torah. Lois is chatin bums. Now the question is, what about the issue of someone who has kedushin with a nida? Is the kedushin tefsin? And beyond that, if the child is born, we know that from arayis, the child that's born, the child is a mamzer. We pass on the halacha. There are many machlokesim about this, but we pass on the halacha that a mamzer comes about as a result of one of two situations. Someone who lives with an eishes ish, or an incestuous relationship. That leads to mamzeris. What about if someone lives with a nida? Has a child a nida? The child is not a mamzer. So how do you reconcile all these conflicting desiderata? On the one hand, achiv koris, which seems to be the same as arayas. On the other hand, lich ora, someone who's been kaddish a nida, the kdushin anitfas. What was that? Okay, Erechanami, it's true, it's in terms of the Chomer HaIsa, the only question is, which is, shall we say, more Chomer? Is Karis more Chomer than Mrs. Bezin? Is Mrs. Bezin more Chomer? This is a big discussion. What? Say that. Okay, this is a big discussion among the Shem. Okay, good. All these, I'm not discussing that issue. That's a separate issue that needs a lot of discussion. It's a big Chomer HaIsa, what Karis is. There are 3 days what Karis is.
Either curse refers to, God forbid, a person will die prematurely. A curse refers to dying without children. A curse, when the Rambam presents it, you'll be nichras me'elam haba, whatever that nature of that priest is going to be. But you see here that there is a problematica, and the problematica is also accentuated by what the Rishonim here talk about, the sugya in Yevamos and Daf Nun Zayin, a very famous sugya. Yesh chupa lepsulos, or ein chupa lepsulos. That's one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. And there, we're talking about Kohen Shanasa Grusha. That's a lav in the Torah. And we know, Gemara Machlokes Tanoim, where the Kedusha and Nitfes B'chayvi Lavin, we pass in Kedusha and Nitfes B'chayvi Lavin, that the Kedusha is Chal, the Kedusha is Teifes. And there, we're Kohen Ma'ezek Grusha. The other cases are that Almana, the Kohen Godol, also a lav in the Torah. So we're talking about Chayvi Lavin, but we pass in the lav is Kosher, and the Kedusha is Nitfas, and therefore, you can enter actually the Kal Hashem, such a product or such a relationship can enter the Kal Hashem. And now we're trying to figure out what exactly is the status of this case that the Gemara says here, a personida. And we're talking about, as I said, an Issa Kares, Lichura. One would have said, if it's an Issa Kares, the Kedusha should not be Nitvas, the Kedusha should not be Chal, somehow that should affect the actual Tvisas Kedusha. And one might have argued, maybe the Lot should be a Mamzer as well. But the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes, a very famous Gemara, we just learned it recently, that Hakol Moedim, the Gemara said, Bivo Al Hanida, that the Kedushin Ataisim, despite the Issa Kares, and the Chazal, Rashi actually discusses this Chazal, that the Pasuk says that Usihi Nidasa Olov, the Loshin Usihi Lashain Havaya. That even though Pir Sanida, the Vlad is kosher, the Kedushin on Nitvas, that's why Rashi Dash is there from the Gemara, Rashi Dash is the Pasuk. So, Tehin, Nidasa, all love. So, that's what we're talking, that Lashon Havaya. Tehin, Nidasa, all love. That's a famous, all over Shas. Chazal had that discussion, Lashon Havaya, not just referring to the Eibishter, to Kaviyachal, but also referring to a Lashon of Kedushin. So, just by way of introducing the topic that I'm about to discuss, that this is the question, how do we deal with the issue of a woman who's a nida, persa isha nida, means on the one hand, we could have said that nida, as I said, is comparable to arayis. And therefore all the dinim that apply to arayis would apply to a nida. On the other hand, perhaps nida is dome to the case of a kohen who marries a grusha, or an almana who marries a kohen gadol, but it happens to have an exception to the rule of the chi of karis. It's not just the chi of lav, but happens to have chorus attached to it. How do we view the issue of Nida? That's the problematica that all the Rishonim here discuss by Richus, and that's what we're going to talk about right now.
Sorry about that. This Ram actually, the Chubah Hanim, the suing, it would be
close. I'm asking to you.
So I just want to suggest that we go with Brisker. He's not referring to Yichud as the Isser Yichud, because obviously this is more for Hassan. We've got hundreds of people witnessing the Chubah. Yichud, I think, here is a
okay, that's a very good diok. I will be making about 25 other diokim along those lines. I mean, I won't have time for all of them, but there are many diokim that one can make regarding to what you just suggested. I just want to point out that I'll start maybe with a few Rambams. Yeah, those Rambams you should have here in the Maran Mekomos. Not all of them. I didn't. Let's start with Perek Yud HaChasishus. This is right at the beginning. In Perek Yud HaChasishus, we'll read the, maybe it's Kedai to read the Rambam straight, just to be fair. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam said, just sideways, Harusa Asur Lebailim B'divrei Seifim calls around Shibavei Saviya. That's it, the Lashon of Chazal, in the Braisa, on Besichta the Kala, the Braisa says, Kala B'lai Bracha Asur Lebailim Kenida. That's the Lashon of the Besichta the Kala. Kala without Sheva Brachas. Asur Lebaila Kenida. So the Rambam says that's a Drabonan Din, Divrei Sofrim. V'abu ala v'sosu b'veis chomi, makas v'makas mardus. Everyone knows the Yushalmi, Kolechel, Matzah b'er Pesach, ki lebu ala v'sosu b'veis chomi. Rav Soloveitchik, I mentioned it already a few months ago. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out to the Maaseh Rav, it's actually quoted by Rishonim. It's in the Tur, it's elsewhere actually, that the Kala, the matzah is compared to a kala. So kol oichel matzah, be'er pesach, ki lebala v'sos v'veis chomid, just like I said now, kala b'lai brocha, asur l'bailu k'nida,
So the Rishonim count how many brachas are till the bracha of al achilas matzah. They say 7. The problem is, of course, once you start counting, it's more than 7. Okay, so you have to combine the mitzari brachas and leil hased that I'm talking about. But that's what the Gaon writes in Maaser Rav. Gaon points out that kala b'lo bracha asur levay l'kenida, so that the 7th bracha is the bracha of al achilas matzah. That's when you have a heter that you need a matir. The matir is the sher brachas. That's the matir to go ahead and eat the matzah. So Loshon Rambam he continues. Dr. Mazenkis, he had a Rambam presents it. That is chuppah. Chuppah is yichud, and that's called nisuin b'chol mokom. Derech agav, I assume you're aware that this is an Ashkenazic. This is the Shittas Rambam. And yet, who follows the Shittas Rambam? Ashkenazim. Very, very striking. Fardim don't have yichud till after. Although Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef Shlita, Rabbi Rashi, so he's been lamenting and moaning and groaning over the fact that the Sfardim have become Ashkenazim. They no longer follow Sfardi Alocha, and they have the yichud right after the chuppah, which is the minig Ashkenazim, Shita Sarambam, and he has a lot of issues of what? What are they?
Supposed to do
after the meal.
After the meal. After it's over. 5 hours later. But the Rambam says, V'yichud zehu aniko k'nisa l'chupa aniko nisuin b'chol mokom ha'bo'al ha'resosu l'shem nisuin ha'chashen kitshem m'shi'ereba kondo v'nasin nisuam ha'reish l'chol dober. Okay, but the halacha base is what I'm interested in. Look at the Lashon Rambam over here. Kevin Shenichso Harusa the Chupa, Harazim Muteras Lava Allah Bakhale Shayirze, Vare Ishto Gimura the Khaldaba. That's just the Medaik in Amba. Ishto Gimura. There's apparently Ishto Sha'ina Gimura, and there's Ishto Gimura. So when does she become Ishto Gimura? Davka Chupa. Umishitikanasa Chupa, Nikres Nesua. He's already said this 3 times. Ava Mishalom Nivala, who Shati Arui Labila. And that's what you were, Dr. Mazenka Shlita, speaking about a moment ago. And the Rambam also seems to indicate this. Something began. There's chilas nesuin without the gemar nesuin. Something is missing. What's missing? What's missing is the yichud. Even though nichnas al chuppah, v'nisyachin imo. What does that mean? Okay, so that's the tumult that the Mefarshim have in this Rambam. But it's clear that something has happened, but something has not yet been completed. Then he goes on in Halacha Gimel, and he tells you all the Sheva Brachas. Halacha Dalet, also another din relating to Sheva Brachas. By the way, in Dalet he mentions, Yes, we come to Shenogalovi Hadassim Ayayin. I've seen that. That's Father Shechasanis. Halacha Hey, Ram goes on. He tells you need a minion. The chas is included in the minion. Halacha Bov. Ram says, Hamarari says, Aisha Berach Birch Hassan of Lon Nisachin Yuma Beveso. Adayna Musa, Yishem Birch Hassan of Bos in the Sun, Lokinis of the Chupa. So many times. Now, this is another very important halacha, the end of Bov. Erase. He went ahead and did Erasin, Vikinis of the Chupa, Vloberach Birch Hassanim. Oh, you can take one too. I'm sorry. Right here, I'm sorry. Didn't realize. That's right. Okay, good. There's what to talk about there also. So here, I'm reading now Halacha. Halacha Vav, thank you. Ires, v'kines, v'chubav, v'oberach, v'z, chasanim, harei, zu, nesua, gemura. However, what a Rambam. Mind boggling. Okay, I'm going to get back to this in a second. Halacha Zayin. This is what the Rambam referred to as well. The ksuva has to be written. The achasa nesin schar sefer. Okay, then he goes on to discuss the different components of the ksuba itself. So in Halacha Zayin, where the Ram writes here this din that the Ram referred to about writing the ksuba before Knis for the Chuppah, so the Magen Mishnah here in the microscopic print, the Magen Mishnah explains because the Ram holds you need Chuppah Ruil Abiyah. He says here, Shalayesa Dobra Afilim Divrayim, even a Drabonon has to be carried out. So this is a din Drabonon, that the ksuba should be written beforehand. And even that, says the Magen Mishnah, has to be carried out. Even though the difficulty with this issue is exactly what the Ran raised. The Gemara in Yevamos is Daf Zayin. Yesh chupa lipsulos. An almana a kohen gadol. A kohen into a grusha. And obviously, she's not ruya labia. Because it's also, there's a lot. It's true. The Gdushin atoifsim. In Chav Yilav, that's what you pass him. Machon Zav Akiva. Chomim, we pass him like the Gdushin atoifsim. By Chavi Lavin, Ubechozo, she's not Roy Labia. So, and that's how the Rambam himself also paskins. I don't know if I wrote, yeah, maybe I did. Perech HaBeis HaChasishus. The Rambam also brings that Gemara. Now look at Dalit. See the Rambam in the next page? The Rambam is talking about the next page. I forgot to mark them. But the page right after this one. In Perech HaBeis HaChasishus. Halacha Dal, the Rambam says, Hanose Isha, she asur lo, ho v'yesh lo ba kedushin, even though there's an Isa, but the kedushin is atayfsin, u'meisa ba'der, sorry, u'meisa tachtob yiroshena. Rambam paskins that even if, Rambam says, if she dies, yiroshena. Means he marries a woman who's also for him to marry, but the Kedushin is Chal, as I just gave you the example. It makes her Tachtav Yerushena. So what does the Rambam mean to say? Pashtus, that has to be Nisun Gemurin. Because in order for Yerusha to be operative, Ein HaBal Yerushas Ishto Elacha Nisun. That's Pashtus. There are four Nafkaminos between Eres and Nisun. It's mentioned by the Gemara many times. Rashi in the first Omen and Kedushin, Rashi mentions it a few times. Yerusha, Tuma, Hafaras Nedarim, what's the fourth? Yeah, but I'm talking about Midaraisa. That once Nisuin takes place, Erisin, none of this is permissible. There's no Yerusha, there's no Hafaras Nedarim, that's the Mishnah at the end of Namarasa. Namarasa, Ivi Avia, Mefirim Nedarel. The first Mishnah in Perak Namarasa, last Perak in Nedarim. But Yerusha is a Din Daraisa, and therefore enough Yerusha to work. It has to be after Nisuin. Matter of fact, no, that's not one of the. You're talking about a kohen, but I'm talking about in general. Without the seder, okay. There's a Mishnah Melech actually somewhere in Hilchos Ishus where the Mishnah Melech actually points out. I think Galkin somewhere in Hilchos Ishus he points out according to the Rambam that chuppas nida is not kohen because you need chuppah real abia. I think he says Kolshkein, if you have chuppah with a ketana hapusim v'gimel shonim, that's where he has a long discussion. But my interest right now is to, as I said, show you the discuss more or less the issue of the chuppas nida and what its status is. And as we see here, it seems to have, as you already indicated up front, a kind of in between kind of status, nishtahin nishtaher. Or what the Rambam calls not Nisuin Gemurin, but somehow Tchilas Nisuin. Seems to be already something has happened, but there is clearly something that is lacking. Now, one of the famous kashas that's asked on the Rambam Shita is from the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is quoted by Tesis in Yuma. I think I'd have to give him a base. Tesis quotes Yerushalmi. The first mission in Yuma writes, "Chipe ba'ado v'abeso, beso zu ishto." So it says in the Mishnah, Maskin lo, we have to make sure that he has a wife, because otherwise the kapara is not chal. Beso zu ishto v'chipe ba'adu v'abeso. So then we're worried about maybe this one will die, nacha wife. That one will die, nacha wife. And the davar seif. That's what the Mishnah writes over there in Yuma. So the halacha is, and Tesis quotes this Yerushalmi in Yuma daf yigimel beis. Now let's say the wife dies, the kohen gadol would go ahead and be mekadesh and be nosei another woman on Yom Kippur. Of course, you'll ask, isn't that also? It's a Mishnah at the end of Beitza. that ain't mekatchim biyomtiv. But that's a din de rabbanon, and ain't shvus b'mikdash. So maybe we're not concerned about that problem. There's no, the issur de rabbanon don't apply in the bias hamikdash. So the kohen would go ahead and marry someone on Yom Kippur. So the kasha that Achrenim asked on right at the beginning of Ksubas, they asked this kasha, Yom Kippur, there's an issur of tashmi shamita. What are the chamisha inuyim? Is tashmi shamita, chilo, shtia, okay, whether they're all the Rabbanon, and only Achia Shtir is the Raisa, or whether they're all the Raisa, that's the Machlokas of Rishonim over there in Yuma. The Rishonim and other Rishonim talk about it in the last parak of Yuma. But the fact of the matter is, there's an Isser of Tashmi Shamita, so it's a Chub Rishonim the Ruah of the Bia, and yet the Kayin can go ahead and marry, be Mekadesh, and be Nosei Isha, be Yom HaKippurim. So that's against the Rambam Shita. Rambam here just laid down a principle. Chuba Sheinaruya Labia, Nida, that's how the Ram quotes here, that Chuba equals Yichud. That's an Isra of Yichud, because Enaruya Labia. So the whole thing doesn't begin. What's going on here? Okay, it's against. Okay, Yesh Mokum Bechalek, I'm asking to you. The Akasha is not such a stark Akasha. It could be a separate Alocha. Again, obviously everything is a separate din, but there's another. I think Achrenim say the Yushalmi, that Tyson Yuma, you give him a base quote, it's Cholik on the Bavli. Machlokes is the Bavli Yushalmi regarding this matter. And as you just indicated, that as far as the halacha of a chippah badu abeso, this kind of kedushin is maspik. This kind of kedushin is enough. That's what a good brisker would say, to make a chiluk between the this sugya and the other sugya. I mean, there are other kashas also that that are brought from other Rambams. There's another Rambam, I just don't remember now where that other Rambam is. In Yisurim Mizbeach, I just reminded myself of it. In Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam has another halacha. Very, also fascinating din that's nogea to this. What's the halacha of, the Torah says, L'sovi esnan zeyno u'mechir kelev. Beis Hashem elokecha l'chol neder. That we're familiar with. So now, Esnan Zayna is also the Mizbeach. That's the Apostle Chumash. So, how do you define Esnan? What's the definition of Esnan? Here it is. Yisur Mizbeach Perak Dal Alocha Ches. I read the Lashon Rambam. Kol Sheyesh Bo Shem Labed Zora. Lo yase le melachas hakodesh. Av bi shumut ba no. Ezeu asnan, what's called an asnan? Ha ima de zayna helach dobe ze bischarech. This is your recompense. Echad zayna kusis o shivcho yisraeli shi yerba alav o mechai vilabim. Av la pnuya afil ha yakoyin asnan amuta v'chein isha ishto nida. That's where it's no gain. Ram said, what about a woman who's a nida? His wife's a nida. And you give her an esnan. Esnona mutar af al pishi erva. It's one of the places of the Rambam where he writes that nida is considered to be arayos. And as the Rambam passes this mutar, to give a wife an esnan when she's a nida, the Rambam passes the esnan is mutar, even though she's an erva. And that Rambam is found a number of times. There are other Rambams to that effect. In Isurei Bia, I don't know if I Xerox that Rambam. Yes. No. In Isurei Bia, the Rambam also paskens l'alocha like that. Also brings that concept or that notion regarding a nida, that she's considered to be an erva. It's called an erva. I think the Rambam says, let me see if I can find it, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Where is it? No, in Dalet Av, it's also there. I was going to read that separately, but okay, since you want me to read it now, we'll do that. That you see in front of you, so Dalet Yisurei Bia, Rambam says here, next page. He writes, Hanido Harei Kishar Kol Harayos, Klo, that's just it to be an erva. Hamareba Ben Kedarka, Mishol Kedarka, Chayukaris, Afilo isek tana bashol shonim yom echad, kisha arayos, shabas mistamis bedida, afilo biyom leidasa. Okay. So the Rambam says clearly over here that a nida is considered to be an erva. But there's another place where the Rambam also writes it. Okay, that's a kasha. Right, right. I hear you. There's another Rambam also in the, now that you are on the case. Here, Lashon Rambam. Here also, Rabbi Yasger, Perek Tesvav Yisurei Bia, Halacha Aleph. Rambam here defines Hezeh Mamzeh Hamer Batera. Defines what's called a Mamzeh. Zehabo Me'erva Min Harayas. Arayas, as we said before, either arayas or an incestuous relationship. Chutz min anida, shaben mimena pogum veino mamzer. Aval haba al sharha arayos. Bein beinis bein beratzim bein bezad bein mishkog avlad mamzer. So Rambam says here also, anida is called arayas. I'm sorry. Rama mentions there. Yeah, that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk. B'chayel. Aleha b'chayel. But anyway, all this is simply to indicate there's a problem with Rama, that the Rama somehow has this position of chupashen or gluria the bia. And the Rambam says that's not considered to be a chuppah, and here we have many issues, lichora, that are not in sync with this position of the Rambam. Of course, one can argue that the main issue is yesh chuppah lepsulos. The stira is yesh chuppah lepsulos. That's the main issue, which is against the shitas Rambam. And I mentioned other kashas, which are from Beis, okay, that we answered by the Mishnah in Yuma, but yesh chuppah lepsulos. The Gemara Daf Zayin in Yevamis, she's not royal lebia. All these people are not royal lebia. The Almanu Kain Gadol and the Grusha to the Kain Hedyot, they're not royal lebia. Yet yesh chuppah lepsulos. The Gemara has machlokes, but the Gemara says we pass on the halacha like Rav. We pass on yesh chuppah lepsulos. Because the Rambam says that if I have something, a situation where in a royal lebia, so the Rambam shita is that if she's a nida, Lo Gomra Nesuin. Hare Adayin Karusa. She's not married. That's what I just mentioned again. The writing of the Ksuba before Knesset LeChuppah, because you need, Magamisha says, Chuppah Ria Lebia. That nothing should be missing. So the problem is we passing Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos, even though it's obviously the situation where she's not Ria Lebia. That's what I'm passing. That we saw at Rambam here in Perichal Bezalos Yishus, that someone who marries a woman that's Asa to him, even though Kedushin is Chal, if she dies, Yiroshena. So the Rambam says that there's apparently Nisuin Gemurim. And that's exactly what I'm saying. And Chubas Nida is not Kena because Yidhi Chibba Rila Bia. So how do you reconcile those Yidhsidaratim with the Shita Saramba? He mentions in the Gemara of Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. I assume that's in Perek Chavez Ishus. No, isn't that what we cited over here? Right, that's what he means. That's what the Mefarshim said. Yeah, but that's exactly the case. That's what we're talking about. Almana, the Kohen Gadol, and Rush and Chalutza, the Kohen Hedje. It makes a tact of Yerushena. We pass it, Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. That's right. So the stira in the Rambam.
Which
is the stira? The stira is because the Rambam says in Perek Yud Chasishus. That's what we started with. Perek Yud Chasishus, which is called the chuppah, nikkas the suah, alva bishalom divalo, hushyati emuli the bia. But if she's a nida, lo garma the suin. Barei karusa adayim. And that's what the Magamish explains over there. You need chuppah with the bia. But the Rambam paskins, as you just said, that your requirement, yesh chuppah lepsulos. Mamash and Abraham stira. Stira min eubet. Now, it's very possible, in terms of the Ran, we could say very balabatish. You could say, according to the Ran, that he's cholik on the Rambam. And he's not the Kabbal, the Rambam's Hanocha. The Ran holds that Nida is also Bisa Koris, but it's not an Erva. Nida is not called an Erva. How the Rambam know that Nida is considered to be among the Arayas? So this is a famous issue discussed by the first Tosis in the first Daf in Yevamos. The Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos that says that if you have a Yevama that you can't be Mekayim the Pasuk Yevama Yavo Aleha, if you're not able to live with her, you can't be Mekayim that Pasuk Yevama Yavo Aleha, there's no Heter Elamis. So now, let's say a regular woman, when her husband passes away, B'shas Tiras Baila, so when a woman lives with her husband, there are children, and let's say the children die, and then the husband dies afterwards, so of course she has to go and have recourse to Yibam. But if B'shas Pitiroso, she had children, and even though, let's say, the children died a few moments afterwards, then there's no Yibam, because the moment that the husband was Nifter, there was no Heter for the Baal the Yabin. That's the Gemara in the first Daf of Yevamos, and that Beis Amidav. You have to have a position of Yevama Yavo Aleha in order to have a Heter Olamis. So that's the Gemara's Kasha over there. So now the question is, by Nida, where, let's say the husband dies. So right now, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. So why don't we say that since she's a Nida, and you're not able to live with her, so in Mela, there's no Yibam. The moment the woman becomes a Nida, and as I said then, as we mentioned, the husband dies, there should be no possibility of being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam. As a matter of fact, this will lead to a very... This will lead to a very startling kasha, which is, I believe, asked by the Maariz Chayis, if I'm not mistaken. Maariz Chayis asked this kasha somewhere in Yevamos, that the whole concept of Yibam could be eliminated. Because, let's say, a woman becomes an almana. So now that she's an almana, she's an onenes, before the kura. The aloch is an oinen, machos rashi tes there in brachis, we pass an aloch, the mechabri says, an oinen is also for him to do mitzvahs. Can't do any mitzvah. So there's no heter, any mitzvah liyabim. So if that's the case, why is somehow, after she leaves her aninos, somehow then a heter emerges? Okay, I don't think the kasha is such a strong kasha, but I'm just saying, again, all this is based on what I just said a moment ago, what seems to be a difficulty in the Shita Sarambam. So I just want to point out, I don't think it's a stira either, but I'm asking the kasha, because Achroinim is the kasha. You want to ask the kasha? The Beis Yaakov, which is the Nesivis and Ksubis. That's well, the only Nesivis I know, the Homo Sech Ksubis, because I learned Ksubis already once or twice. And the first Daf, I actually looked at that Sefer. He has on Gittin, the Torah is Gittin, and the Beis Yaakov and Ksubis. And the Nesivis has this Kasha, and the Rambam, yes, all these Kashas on the Rambam. I'm asking Yesh L'Yashim Korach Mishor Tehillim.
What?
Yeah, the Magimish on the Rambam. But it's the Beis Yaakov is the one who elaborates on the Kasha. He brings many other. Right, the Maariz Chayis, yes, the Gabi Nida, that or the guy said I mentioned to you, a woman comes in Almana, she's a Reinana, she can't do mitzvahs, no Yibam, no nothing. So you can take away the mitzvah of Yibam Bechlau, eliminate the whole mitzvah of Yibam. We can't be Mekayim Yivam Yavo Aleha. I'm only pointing out that there's a big machlokes of Rishonim, what the status of Nida is. Namely, is Nida considered to be an Erva or it's not an Erva? I mean, the Tam has very famous sheet that says Hayosha, a Nida is not an Erva. She's not considered to be an Erva. And therefore, if a woman will be usher, let's say, because of erva, when her husband passes away, so you never can emerge from that gather of erva, even in a later stage, or let's say, means either she's mutter, or she's usher. If she's an erva, so then she can't go back to her former situation, say she's not an erva, but Anita says, I'm in the time, Nishkin erva. Anita is not called an erva. That's what I'm in the time, Shita, a very famous position, and neither is Asa. So right now she's Asa. In other words, there's a big machlokes of Rishonim whether neither is considered to be an Erev or not. Now it could be, I just want to suggest that this Ran over here, where's the Ran again? Yeah, here's the Ran, that the Ran perhaps is of the opinion, like I've been attacked, that a neither is not an Erev. Memela, Chupas Nida is Nitfas. Since a neither is not an Erev, so Chupas Nida will be Chal. Just like in Amon Lekayin Godol, Gushin Koyin Hedya, what you just mentioned, what they saw just now in the Rambam. I'm getting to that in a second. I'm just saying that, again, the kashas that they all ask By the way, you know who also discussed this? Yerach HaShulchan. I found years later, Yerach HaShulchan asked Kasha. It's unbelievable, that Sefer. There's not a most lomdusha Sefer in Psak HaLocha to be imagined. So he also is bothered by the same Kasha. I don't know, he lived earlier than the Sefer, lived way before Yerach HaShulchan. So why doesn't he quote the Beis Yaakov on Ksubis? He should have quoted this Sefer. But he asked his Kasha, and on the position of the Rambam, he asked the Kasha for the Mishnah in Yuma, that Yushalmi, that Tosfos in Yuma, that Yuma of Beis quotes regarding Beis of Ishto. And he asked a few other Kashas as well. So the question is, the issue is, how do you get married in Yom Kippur? Chubashenu Yilabiyah. Shita's Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita right here. So how is it possible to get married? You can't get married. Okay, as I said, that it could be, as I said, that we answered it before a few moments ago, and I think that's what you also alluded to. It could very well be that who says a Kohen Gadol has to be Nosui? Maybe it's sufficient to be Mi'uras. Erusin is enough. There's no need to go through the entire, and that's what we said. The Beso Zuishto, Mesi Beso, it's enough to be Mi'uras. There's no need to be actually Nosui. In order to be kind of the din of a Beso Zuishto. I mean, that's very possible. I think the Yerach HaShulchan says this. If I'm not mistaken, you have to take a look. I haven't seen it in years. But I believe that's what he says, that there's no need for Nisuin. It's enough to have Erisin, and that's called considered to be Beso. Even though I would say that's a little dahuk, if he had his dieting. I don't think he's a Briska, but he knew too much to be a Briska. So, I don't think it's a... Generally, the chiluk between Eresin and Nisuin, Eresin is a Kenyan. This is a Abchayim. It's like a Yisoid Yadas. That Eresin is Kenyonim. Eresin is Chashem Mishpo. And what is Nisuin? Nisuin is husband and wife living together. Beso. That's what Nisuin is. Is that what Nisuin is? Beso. That's why it doesn't require any kiyum, and it's not a din in Chashem Mishpo. And what?
It's
a Matthias. Yeah, it's a Matthias. Exactly what Abchayim says. I'm a Tzias. What was that?
The Russian division is Akishakeris Matkina.
Yeah, Matkina, though, right.
It doesn't say he marries her.
I like that diuk. I think others make that diuk also from the Russian Mishnah. Yeah, Matkina, though. You have to. But the Yerach HaShulchan is the one who makes this distinction. I mean, it's a nuanced distinction. I think it's the Chuk Mog. If you had to use Daiti, Beso, Zu Ishto. What does that mean? Beso, Zu Ishto. I tell this to young Hassanim all the time. That you better make sure that you maintain this marriage, Shalom Bayis, because Beso Zuishto, you're married. Sometimes they, Baruch Hashem, Azeicha, to marry wonderful wives, and most of the time, Azeicha to marry wonderful wives, if they do so with proper hachana and planning and all that, and that's it. So Beso Zuishto, that doesn't mean only a state of erisin. I find that the whole thing to be the chukma. I mean, Arusa is called Kinyan Kaspoy. That's the Loshon Gemara. A number of times in Shas, you see that Arusa is Kinyan Kaspoy. But it's not Beso. Beso is Nasui. Beso is Nasuin. This is Rab Chaim. It's like Aleph Beis. Okay, but say there, but. Okay, I mean, you think that Beso refers. Oh, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Oh.
Yep.
It's
bomb shooting.
It's not together.
The based on that, I didn't think of that. Gemara Shabbos. Ishim Neris Ubeisa. Very good. Thank you. Shekoyach. Rav Shimon. Very good. But I mean, this is like the Yisod of Rav Chaim. I heard it from Rav Soloveitchik many, many times. The Erisin, Rav Chaim writes it in the Sefer. That's why you don't need any Kiyum for Yibum also. The same story. Yibum, it's already the Zizika, and now the completion is taking place, the closure, so to speak, and that's exactly what the Nesuin is. But the Metzias of living together, that's what the Nesuin is. So to say that Beso is Mu'uras, as you just indicated, from there, Hanukkah, and the other Ayah Zilchur also, it seems that would indicate that this is not correct. Okay, whatever the case, I'm just going back to this machloket between Rabbi Natan and the Rambam again, whether Nida is considered to be an erva or not considered to be an erva. So I'll just mention In the Shitas HaRambam here again, when you're just going back to the Rambam here, and I refer to the Gemara also, and there's a taste of the beginning of Yevamos. I think I Xeroxed that taste in Yevamos. I hope I did. Here it is. Taste in Yevamos. There's a, what the Shitas HaRambam is, seems to be the following. We paskin, as I said, the Gemara in Kedushin, at Samach Zayim, that ain't Kedushin tasting by Arayas. Okay, so Arayas is no Kedushin. However, when it comes to Nida, the Gemara there learns out from a Pasuk, Usihi Nidasa Olav, I think the Lashi is Afila B'Shas Nidasa Teba Avaya. The Avaya exists regarding a woman who's in Nida, even though Arayas there's no Kedushin, but for Nida there is Kedushin. So, there seems to be a Machogis in the Rambam and Tesis regarding this matter. Here is the Tesis in the Vomis, the Abbas and Olav. I think I didn't get past the taste of the Vomis after the Abbas and Olav. So in the Abbas and Olav, there's a taste on the bottom of the page, V'achos Ishto. A very, very famous taste. So here taste says, La'alocha, that why are Kedushin tafsi b'nida? He says, Klor, ain't nida b'chal arayis. Klor and taste. You're not asking V'achos Ishto, the Abbas and Olav. Ah, you still have the Vomis. Shirayim. So the Abbas and Olav, taste says that the nida is not b'chal arayis. And that's l'chor what Tosfos means. He doesn't say it befeirish, but if you look in the Lashon of Tosfos, you have it, both of you, I see. So you look at the Lashon of Tosfos, Achos Ishto, Ein Lahakshes, the Nida Te Oser, she should be Oser to do Yibum. Abba Mishe, Metara Acharkach, Kemay Achos Ishto, Shein Misyabem Es Afilu Mesa, Lo Domit Achos Ishto Shah Raya, So Yisro Emin Al Yobam, Tfei Mishab Ne Oda, Abba Nida L'Kol Yam Asura, Afilu Bi Lidosa. And then he quotes the Gemara in Psochim, Ishto Nida. So it says, when the Baal's Chayav, when the Baal's Potter, then we ask the Kash over there, Yod Nira the Chalek, Yachos Ishto, Av Bishabesa Ishto, Achor Yechein Shuv, Lo Tzizog Ali Yibam, Kem Chenifter, Apam Achaz, Vechad Achinoya. However, Nida is different. And Nida, Dachi Noyam Hi, De Labai Lanami, Achi Titorah, she's also, she waits till he becomes Tahor. So Tosfos does not say beferish what I just said. However, I saw in Tosfos Rosh and other Rishonim, that's how they explain this Tosfos. They say that what Tosfos means over here, and Sefer Yosha said beferish on this Tosfos. He said that what Tosfos means is that what? That ein anida b'chal rayos, and the glal zeh, kedushin tafsiba. That's why kedushin is nitfas, where the woman is in nida. I mean, this is the machlokes you see in the Rambam. And I've been in town. Whether Anida is considered to be an erva or not. Is she called Bechla Arayas or not Bechla Arayas? I think they bring other rayas that to this idea that Anida is not Bechla Arayas. For example, the Gemara says, Ein davar shev erva pachad mishnayim. So Rishonim say that Anida is not included. In that cloud. I mean, Pashas, that should be a Dabar Shev'erva. How do you define Dabar Shev'erva? Taisa and Gittin, Abbez and Abbez. Taisa, Dabar Shev'erva, anything having to do with Arayis. The Rambam is a living definition. So I'll let you read a Rambam, where the Rambam in Ishus, the Rambam seems to be Mashmah, Adam Hilchus Gershon. What's called Dabar Shev'erva? Anytime there's a change of status. A woman is a Pnuya, now she's an Eshes Ish. A woman is an Eshes Ish, now she's a Revoka, she's a Pnuya. When there's a change of status in the chalois of the gavra, thus haste adav shibereva. That's not the pashup shah adav shibereva. Adav shibereva means everything has to do with arayis. So that's what Tosfos says. Anida is not b'chal arayis, not called adav shibereva. That cloud doesn't apply to anida. Ein adav shibereva parah mishnayim is not nogea to anida. I mean, the question is whether there's a makom lodun, whether all isuri arayis are b'chal adav shibereva that are required to aid him. So this is machlokes rishonim, if I'm not mistaken. Between the, there's a Tosfos in Gittin, and Daf Samach Dalin, and the Ramban is Chodik on him. So that seems to be Achlokes Rishonim regarding this cloud of Ein Davar Shev'erva Parah Mishnayim. But the Tosfos HaRosh says, Beferish over here, that's what Tosfos means. It means that a Nida is not included in B'chal HaRayis. However, the Rambam Shita is apparently not like that. The Rambam Shita is that from that Pasuk, as I said, the Gemara Kedushin, we'll see Nidasa Olav, that we learn out that a Nida is B'chal HaRayis. And yet, even though she's b'chal arayos, tafsi b'kedushin, it seems to be a kind of inherent difficulty that's embedded in this, but that's the assumption. You can have these two elements that are operating concurrently. Namely, the Tfisa's Gedushin, even though she's Bechlal Arayis. Now, the Mechaber in Yerodea, oh, this is your area, but I don't know if you're into Kuf Sadik Hei. So Mechaber passes the Alocha. He passes the Alocha, the Rabbi Yisrael Karo, that that a Nida is Bechlal Arayis. She's including Arayis. There's no Ge'er to Hilchas Nida. There's no Ge'er to the Sugi Psochim of Akol Misrapim. The Gemara over there, Chutz, Me'atzi Ashera, is that relevant to Nida? I mean, the question is that Yehar Vayavar, when do we apply the principle of Yehar Vayavar? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Kesubis, the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara all over the place. And so when do we apply Yehar Vayavar? Pasha is, you don't say Yehar Vayavar by all Yisuri Biya, only by Yisuri Arayas. Only if there's something which is at least Arayas. That's the issue of the doctor. The husband is a doctor, and his wife is a Nida. And now no one, she needs someone to, this question is asked to me, Masim Shevacholyo. Even people who are not doctors. They're not all of the quality of Dr. Buzenka Shlita. But people are plain people, regular person. And his wife needs assistance. And there's nobody to help. Regarding Nida. Yeah, I'm talking about. Maga Benida. That's the din in Kuf Sadikei in Yerodea. What's her status? I mean, they even ask Akasha, the Ram discussed the Chidush Ram Sanhedrin. Few years ago, I learned those sugars of Neinach. He talks about whether Yehar Vayavar applies to Timishka Behema. Is that Stam and Isa Bia? Or is it included Mishka Behema in the Geder of the Isa of Erva? The Ran is a Sufik. It's on Hedna. Chidush Ran is a Sufik regarding that matter. Anyway, I'm just simply pointing out again that all these, this seems to be a big machogz in the Rambam, and Rabbi Natan. So I heard actually from Rav Soloveitchik the following. This is in Perek Dalet Yisurei Bia. Did I do that, Rambam? I don't know if I did that one or not. In Perek Dalet Yisurei Bia, there's a diuk he made here in Lashon Rambam. And the Rambam says, yes, we have it here, no? Perek Dalet Yisurei Bia. Hanida harehi kishar kol ha'aroyos. According to the Rambam Shita, the Issa Nida is Issa Erva. Not Stam Issa Bia. Or the Rambam Perek Beis, Issa Bia, that we also just saw. In Perek Beis, Issa Bia, here also the Rambam writes, the Lashon Rambam Perek Beis, Issa Bia, where he says, Osir li siyachid, Chabez halach aleph, Osir li siyachid im Erva min harayos, bein skena, bein yalda, shedava ze goreim, the galus serva, chutz mi ha'emim bina v'ya'avim bito v'abal mishto nida. That's the exception. Bal mishto nida. V'chosin shepirso ishto nida, kolim sheyivo, also the siachid iba. Ela he sheina ben anoshim. That's the gemara k'subis here davdali. He sheina ben anoshim u'yoshem ben anoshim. V'imbo ale abir v'sheina v'chagan nitmes mutul the siachid iba. So the Rambam paskins. Also the siachid im ervim and arayas chutz. Habol mishto nida, v'chazan shepersa ishto nida. Kolim sheyivo, also the siachid ima. Is this an isa daraisa? So our Soloveitchik thought that's an isa daraisa. He saw the pashas of the Rambam is talking about an isa daraisa. But one might argue that the isa yichud midaraisa is only by isura erva, because otherwise there's a shrekai in the Rambam. What about the Isra of Biyas Pnuya? Yichud Pnuya is a Drabana. But the Isra of Biyah with the Pnuya is a Raisa. How can that be? So you have to assume that the Isra Yichud, the Raisa is only by a Rais. Only by a Rais is an Isra Yichud mid a Raisa. But not Stam and Isra Biyah. There's no Isra the Raisa. So again, just to once again, see the Rambam, and that's also the Rambam here in Hilchos Ishus. In Perek Dalid, there's no Rambam. Rambam says over here in Perek Dalid, Hamikadesh Achas Min Ha'arayos. There's a whole list of different types of kiddushin. Lo osa v'lo klum. Shein kiddushin tofsin the erva chutz min anida. Shamekadish zanida Harezim Mekudeshes, Kiddushin Gemurin. Vein Roy Lassus Kain. Wow. Here the Rabbi writes a slightly different Lashon. Here his Lashon is... Okay, I mean, that's the Gemara and Kedusha that I mentioned before. I mean, the halacha is, there's an Isser. What do you mean, Enroy Lassos Kane? Does that Enroy Lassos Kane mean Isser Dar Isser?
No, it's not those.
Shouldn't do it. But that sounds like... Yeah, but that sounds like an Isser Dar Isser. And Roy Lassos came.
No,
I agree. I agree with Rabbi Munitz. I don't think it sounds like an Isser Dar Isser. But that's what they argue. That's what they told me to the Rambam. There's an Isser Dar Isser, not to Mekadosh Yisuri Erva. Okay, but the point we're trying to make is the following, that when the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara has this topic also with the Andaf Nidvav, where the chuppah shall roi labia is it kona or not? So even though we said that kedushin is tefsin benida, but since she's an erva, you can't have a complete ishus. You can't have nisuin gemurin, chuppah gemura. That cannot be, because what does nisuin do? We said nisuin completes the ishus of erisin, and that's what the Rambam pasuk. You need chuppah roi labia. So even though we have a pasuk that kedushin is tefsin, we see nidasa olav. But the Gemara says in Kedushin that Havai is Chal when it comes to a woman as a Nida. However, that's Dafka Kedushin. But regarding Chuppah, regarding the Suin, regarding the Gemar, so in effect, that apparently you don't have a Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk, Usihi Nidasa Olav, only refers to Havaya, Lashon Erisin, Lashon Kedushin. Doesn't refer to Nisuin. So therefore, that is apparently missing. That there's no tfisas issues, namely no nisun gemurin, and therefore the kasha from Yavamis is no kasha. The gemara in Yavamis on yesh chuba lepsulos, that gemara is talking about, as we said, alman lekain gadol, gushra chalusa lekain hedya. That's what the gemara is discussing in Iser, chayvi labin. That's what the gemara is discussing. Yesh chuba lepsulos, or ein chuba lepsulos. We're not talking about isur erva. What Tom's talking about stam isur ebia, and that's why the kasha of marrying a woman Yom Kippur, echad is in kasha. Also not a question. And also, let's say, marrying a tana, shepchusim be gimel shon b'yamechad, which is not royal abiyo. So there's no isa erba. In the mele, that the chura seems to be the distinction between that sugya and what the Ram is talking about here, by chupa royal abiyo. That's yesh lechalek bein ha-sugyos. Yeah, that's correct. Why en royal abiyo? En chanami. And clearly there are different tamim, different sibos that are involved over here. Because of an isur bia, because of a lav, and a chanami. That's the difference. That's partially a chiluk. There are so many Rambams here, I actually have a lot of diukim Lashon HaRambam that need to be much more carefully examined than what I'm doing right now. I could read to you a number of Rambams. I mean, I don't know. First, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Beis we already read. So that Rambam is pretty clear. Namely, look again in Perek Yud Halacha Beis, the first page. Ava Moisa Nida. Ava Vishenichas Adachupa Vinesiachin Ima Lo Gomra Nesuin Varei Karusa Adai. Mazelo gomra nisuin, mashma yesh chilas nisuin, abel ein gemar nisuin. But chupas nida is not chupa. So what chilas nisuin is there? And the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, I also Xerox did here. Samachalov, Siv Kodnav, Eben Ezra, the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. Okay, beseder, good. Okay, that's among the many shitas. But there, the Shulchan Aruch writes, im hoysa nida, yachag a kinsa the chupa, v'lisyachin ima. What's made the chalat dvarim? What's the chalat dvarim? Those are the four items that I mentioned earlier. That the baal zochah b'ishto, the yorsha, the tamila. What else we said? Hafaras nedarim. Yeah, there's also a bunch of other things. What about maisi adayim? What about peros? What about mitziyasa? Oh, there's a whole litany a long list of items actually that are clearly included. So the Rambam says that if the chuppas nida, so then you're not zeicha in these four items. And the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, eino ki ishto. What does that mean? Eino ki ishto elo l'chol advarim hi adayin arusa. Eino ki ishto. Why didn't he say like the Rambam said before? Lo gomru hanisuin. He should have said like lashon Rambam.
Because you say that the tchilas nisuin.
So the answer is because chuppas nida, there's no nisuin.
The point is that because there was no ending, the beginning is not.
Okay, good. And that also in the halacha beis, where the Rambam also says, so even before yichud, it's called nichas al chuppa. That's the way Lashon Rambam reads. But we said the Rambam seems to have, in terms of chuppa, a hybrid of two different items. Number one, machnis al beiso, and number two, nisyachin imo. That's a chal shem chuppa of kol haTorah kula. So when the Rambam says over here that yichud is called knisa lechupa, means yichud after hevia lebeisa, then it's called the yichud knisa lechupa. Look at halacha vav. There also another right from the Rambam halacha vav. Hamaris lase isha uberach berach chasanim. V'lo nisyachin imo bebeisa adayin arusa hi. So kolshkein you require nisyachin imo bebeisa. When the Rambam says that sheyavisa lebeisa nisyachin imo, not because of hechatimtza v'yichud. But rather, the Shita of the Rambam, as I said before, even before Nisyachin Yimah, it's called Nichas al Chuppah. So even though the Rambam requires both of them for Chalosh Shem Chuppah, but once Hevi al Tzor Beso, he writes over here, even before Nisyachin Yimah, but it's still called Nichas al Chuppah, there's a Chalosh Shem of Nichas al Chuppah. There's Nafkamino, as I said, is it a Chuppah Gemurah or not a Chuppah Gemurah? That seems to be the Shita of the Rambam. I mean, there are different Lashonos here. The question is you have to somehow work out the Lashonos of the Rambam, but it's clear that seems to be the Shitas of Rambam. And so when he says, Lo gomru anesuin, tchilas nesuin yesh, but gmar nesuin ein, that does not exist apparently in the case of chuppas nida. And again, in halacha vav, that a paragraph here again, halacha vav, velo tinase nida ad shetitoher, en mevorcho lo birchas chasanim ad shetitoher, im ovar benosa uberach, so the Miri has the kasha I saw here, the beginning of Suvis. By the way, I always read the first Meiri on every Masechta. He divides the whole Masechta. He explains how the Masechta is so orderly arranged, the structure of the Masechta. So here he has literally an analysis of the structure of the Masechta. This is of every Masechta, the Meiri. The Meiri is outstanding. But the Meiri, in that context of that, he has the kasha, and this Rambam. When the Rambam says, if he marries a Uberch and a Chazin Bevarech, he says, Sarachi and Godel, because she's an Arusa. So what in heaven's name are we talking about? What's the nature of this bracha? But again, what does the Rambam mean when he says, Lo tinasi hanida ad shetitoyer? He said before, Chuppas nida is not called chuppa, harei hi ka Arusa, so of course, Lo tinasi hanida ad shetitoyer. What's the chiddush? So again, the Rambam is a shitasa, that somehow, even Chuppas nida, it's still called Nichnas l'chuppah. There's a Knis l'chuppah over here. However, lo gomru anesuin. Somehow there's in between, betwixt and between kind of stage according to the Rambam, as long as there's no yichud of chuppah. So the nafkamin will be gabi brichas nesuin. Kol sheberach, the Rambam says, even though you married a nida, it's not called the bracha l'batola. It's still called the bracha of nesuin, because there's tchilas nesuin. And once you have tchilas nesuin, the bracha is not considered to be a bracha l'batola. And that's what the Rambam says in the Chozim Mevarech. So the Rambam is teaching you a chiddush that even though you have a lack of the Gemar Nesuin, but the Chilas Nesuin, apparently you do have. This also would explain another Rambam. I'll read the Lashon Rambam again, Perech HaBeis, L'chasish Salach Aleph. The Rambam said there, Habal Kodim B'chol Odom B'Yerusha Sishto. You have it over here. Chav Beis. Let me just read that Rambam to you. Read two Rambams. Here the Rambam says, he writes the following. Habal kodem b'chalodem b'yirusha sishto, that we know. Me'em isa yizkeh b'yirushosa, m'sheteitzim b'yirushus ha'av. Yal b'shadayim lo nichzeh l'chupa. Ho v'nasi b'yirushus b'yirushus yirushena. That's what you mentioned before. Halacha beis, ketzad, Ha'isha shenisarsa, Umasu Aviyah Labaila Lishuchi Baila, Umesa Badera Konashi Gons the Chuppah. She died before the Knesset of the Chuppah. Avabi Sheksuvasa Daim Beves Aviyah, Baila Yorsha. So the Rambam says, why Baila Yorsha? Because she becomes Bishus Habal. And even though Lonichas of the Chuppah, she's Bishus Habal and Baal Yorsha. So I saw the Rambam also elsewhere in Hilchas Nedarim. I started looking at all the Rambams with Hafaras Nedarim, with all the Nafkaminas, the Dalet Dvarim. So the Rambam here says in Hilchas Nedarim the following. Here he writes in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, Kol Shemasa Ha'av B'Shuchi Habal. That's a sugi in Tzubis later on. Kol Shemasa Ha'av B'Shuchi Habal, Nasi B'Shus Habal, Hafaras Nedarim. Okay, this you have to look in the sugi there. And that Memchesim Abbez. Gemara has a number of opinions. But again, Heviyasa Lebeso. There's no, again, what's lacking over here is the Heviyasa Lebeso, the Gemara Nisuin. But it's clear from the Rambam that this in between position is already sufficient. And that's the answer you have to assume. There got to be all these halachas that I mentioned. And, I mean, the Ran himself here quotes the pasuk in Beis Isha Nadara. That's the mark of Hafaras Nadarim for that pasuk. Hafaras Nadarim is totally what? Is there Beis Isha? In Beis Isha, Slicha, Mapike. In Beis Isha, Nadara. So the Mapike, see, I'm no longer Balkari, so I'm losing it all. Anyway, so the in Beis Isha Nadara, so that's enough, apparently. It's called Kenisa Rishus Habal. It's called Heviya the Beisa. It's called Beis Isha Nadara. That they, by the way, I always thought that that expression, which I've heard, is based on the Shita Sarambam. I assume that's what that's where they got it from.
Just graphically, going into the house, the door is open.
Yes.
The door is closed. It's yichud. You have also the Beis Kasani.
Right, that's a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Ksubis. That's a sugya. There's a Rebbe Ma'yeshiva, he's very machmir on where to make the Sheva Brachas. What's called Beis Chasanim al pi aloche? How do you define Beis Chasanim? It's a sugya in Sukkah and a sugya also here in Ksubis. How do you define Beis Chasanim? Yeah, he holds down people have Sheva Brachas. That's not called Beis Chasanim. They can't make Sheva Brachas. What? Oh, so that was generally what we assume. The Gemara says, "Mevarchim beres chasan mebeis chasan." The Gemara daf zayin mebeis in Ksubis. How do you define what's called beis chasan? The Poskim talk a lot about this issue. You're saying Rabbi Munitz, wherever they are, that automatically becomes beis chasan. Nope. What? Yeah. The Poskim bring it down. I'm not makbid about it. I don't think our salvation was makbid about it either. And others told me, Rabbanim told me, automatically you rent the entire hall, for goodness sakes. You don't rent that makom, the yichud room. Of course you rent it. Okay, he brings it in that, all these guidebooks and handbooks, they bring that also. Such a concept.
They all know that this is a yichud room, and that's not for dash. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sure. Shekoyach.
I think it's a new thing.